FBI, rare 18th century violin likely worth over $700,000 stolen from LA residents. By Amy Furr on December 28, 2020. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Agents are searching for a person who allegedly stole a rare 18th century violin from a Los Angeles area residence. The stolen violin is a 1710 Amati, a glossy, curvaceous object made from curly maple and alpine spruce that was crafted by one of the most important violin makers in musical instrument history, Hieronymus Amati II, KTLA reported Thursday. The instrument is in excellent condition and, according to auction records, sold for over $500,000 in 2013. Today, it is likely worth more than $700,000. In a press release, the FBI asked the public for help with any information regarding the alleged theft that occurred on December 8. If you have any information concerning the stolen violin, please contact the FBI's Los Angeles field office at 310-477-6565. You may also contact your local FBI office or the nearest American embassy or consulate, the release said. The agency later tweeted photos of the Amati violin. The KTLA report detailed the events of the alleged crime. The 310-year-old violin belongs to Roland Weinstein, who is not a musician but an art dealer who splits his time between Los Angeles and San Francisco. His Weinstein Gallery, specializing in surrealism and abstraction from 1920 through World War II, is based in San Francisco. The violin, which he allowed musician friends and professional violinists to play, was in his white Tesla, parked outside his Los Feliz home, when someone stole the vehicle from his property December 8. According to the art dealer, the car key, which automatically locks the Tesla once the driver exits the car with the key, fell out of his pocket and landed behind the driver's seat. Therefore, the car was unlocked when the incident occurred. Weinstein is reportedly offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the instrument's return, according to the New York Post. "I'm responsible for a piece of history and that piece of history got away from me," he said. "It's so fragile. My biggest fear is that someone who doesn't know what they have will put it in the wrong environment and it will get damaged or destroyed."